Well, good morning. Philippians chapter 3, please. I got my Bible, got my glasses, and my microphone, so I'm ready to go, okay? I appreciate all your help. It is good to see today. Y'all did good today, making an effort to be here on a rainy day like this, and I'm glad you're here. We're going back to Philippians this morning. We've been going through Philippians on Sunday morning and talking about different passages. I like the video this morning. You know, we're here today to offer all we are to God in worship. And we need worship. You know, worship is a way that we can be refueled. It's a way that we can be revived. Coming together in worship like this today, also it reaffirms our faith. It reaffirms our belief in you know, things of God. So I'm glad that you're here today. Philippians chapter 3, and probably this is one of the most familiar passages taken from Philippians. Look at verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It was Paul's desire to be effective in his Christian life. What he wanted to do was to make a difference in the world. And so therefore, what he does here today is to go to an athletic event to give us an illustration, a metaphor, an analogy of what the Christian race really is. And so what he does here is to use this race. We don't know if it was a chariot race. We don't know if it was a marathon. We don't know, if it was a sprint race. But whatever it was, he's comparing this race to the Christian life. And folks, I just want to say too, the Christian life is not a sprint. It is a marathon.
Amen.
And what the Lord wants us to do is to run the distance. And so the encouragement from God's Word today is simply this. We need to finish the race. We need to finish the race strong. And so what Paul does in this passage is to give us some ideas about running the Christian race. It is important, I think, in knowing who we are. It's important as believers and as individuals that we know something about ourselves and where we are in this race. Now, I don't know where you are in the race today. But if you've been saved and you know the Lord, then you're in the race. You are part of this race that he's talking about. If you never trusted Christ, then I'd encourage you to get in the race. Now, what Paul's doing here, he's not really telling us how to be saved. That's not what this passage is all about. This passage is telling us how to run the race, how to finish strong, how to keep doing what we need to do in finishing what the Lord wants us to finish. But it's important that we know kind of where we are. I am satisfied in my relationship with the Lord. The satisfaction, as the video says, you know, our satisfaction is in Christ. He satisfies our soul, as the psalmist says. The satisfaction that we have is in Christ. I talked last week about the wrong kind of discontentment. I talked about what it was to be content. And we used the verse in Philippians where Paul said, I have learned to be content. This morning in this message, I want to talk a little bit about the right kind of discontentment. And the right kind of discontentment is going to be seen in this passage this morning. So, I'll begin this morning talking about the proper awareness. Paul says if we are to finish this race strong, if we are to run the race as we are to run it, then there has to be a proper awareness. And so, what that is, it really begins with a dissatisfaction of where we are. Now, like I said, this is not talking about how to be saved, but what it's talking about is how to run the race. In running the Christian race, there is a proper kind of dissatisfaction. And Paul talks about it here. And he's talking about running this race. And he says, you know, I've not already attained. I'm not, you know, where I want to be. And so there is that tension here of that awareness in his life. The awareness of the need to improve. And that is something we all need in living the Christian life. In running the race, there is always some place of improvement that we all need to work on. I can identify with Paul, and I'll share with you one of my weaknesses this morning. Paul was writing in Romans chapter 15, and he was talking to a group of people, and he said this. He said, I want you to strive together with me in prayer. One of the things that I always try to improve on in my life, and one of the weaknesses in my life, is prayer. Now, I pray, and I try to pray every day, and I do pray every day, but there's always a sense of discontentment there in my life. The way I want to work on that prayer life, and I keep asking the Lord, as the disciples did, Lord, teach me to pray. I want to pray in a better way. I want to know more about prayer. And so that's just one example in my own life of where I know I need improvement. And there's things that I need to work on there and spiritual disciplines in my life, and prayer would be one of those. But all of us have those areas in our life where we need to improve. And so there has to be this sense of awareness of improvement. And so that's what Paul's saying here. Paul said, I've not attained that place yet of perfection. Paul is saying here, I keep striving. It's something I keep working at. It's something I'm not going to give up on. And so when we become aware of whatever that weakness is, when we become aware of that improvement we need to make in our lives, then, you know, we're headed in the right direction. Paul says in running this race, you know, you got to be ready to run. There's criteria in running the race. There's things we need to do. Hebrews tells us that we need to lay aside those weights that would weigh us down and running the race. And so, you know, when we become aware that we're not all that we need to be, then that is a starting point in finishing strong and running the race that God wants us to run. Now, there's danger in self-evaluation. If you remember Jesus talking to the churches in the book of Revelation. And, you know, there were a list of seven churches there. He was talking to the church of Sardis. And, you know, he says, well, you guys think that you're alive, but you're really dead. Their self-evaluation was, you know, they missed it. And so there's a danger there. There's a danger, I think, in self-evaluation of thinking that we're better than we are, but also the other danger is thinking that we're really worse than where we are. But it begins with this self-evaluation. I don't know where you are in your walk with God this morning. I don't know who you want to be in your walk with God. I don't know what your relationship is with God this morning. But the point is this. We all need to take time to evaluate our walk with God and running the race and running the way that we need to run. So there's this proper awareness of that. See what it does? It keeps us from getting stuck. It keeps us from developing apathy in our Christian life. See, one part of it would be this, you know, well, if I can never get there, why even try? And I'll just give up. No, that's not what he wants us to do. He doesn't want us to give up in running the race and living the Christian life. He wants us to keep striving there for the prize. He says, I am reaching for the prize. And so we'll talk about that in just a moment. And then also, there's the idea of effort. There is God's part, and there's our part that we play in this. And so what Paul's saying is this, you know, he says, I'm pressing. It's something that I'm working at. You see, spiritual growth does not come automatic. It's not an automatic thing. It is something that we strive for. It's something we work on. So, you know, God's given us ways that we can improve our walk with Him. Certainly, the Word of God, you know, reading the Bible, knowing His Word, prayer is another way that we can improve. And so we have those helps in getting where we need to be. And so it is an effort. It is something that Paul says that is going to take an effort on our part. And so it really comes down to the attitude of my heart. Do I want to grow? Do I want to improve in my Christian walk? Do I want a deeper relationship with Him? And so the attitude of my heart really is going to determine, you know, how I make it in this Christian race. A runner that's going to run a marathon runs the race because they want to. It is something that they have that desire to do, but see, there's an effort in that. I mean, if you're going to run that race, then, you know, there's the effort that has to be put forth in being physically ready to run that race. And so Paul says there is an effort here that has to come through. I don't know if you all watch the Rocky movies or not, but I like the Rocky movies. And there's one part in the Rocky movie, you know, where Rocky, he's ready to quit boxing. And he's just ready to give up. And you know, that's where some people get a lot of times in running the race or living a Christian life, you know, get that point thinking, but I just want to give up. And what I like about that movie is this line where, you know, Adrian's kind of, you know, she really doesn't want him to box, and then they go through a long series of things, and she's in the hospital, and she looks up at Rocky, and she says, just win. Just win. And, you know, all the music comes on and everything, and Rocky goes back to boxing. What the Lord wants for you is to win in the Christian life. He wants you to be a winner in this race. And so what Paul says here is there's an effort. There's an effort that has to be made. In 1 Corinthians 9 and 21 through 27, Paul uses the example there again of running a race. And then he changes the metaphor there to talk about a boxing event. And he says, I'm just not in this thing, you know, it's beating the air. There's a purpose. You know, I'm putting forth this effort. Why? Because I want to receive the crown. I want to receive the prize. Now, what is the prize? What is Paul after here? The prize is Christ-likeness. That is the prize. To be like Him, to mature, to grow, to run in this Christian race. And then there's a third thing here that I'm going to talk about in verse 13. And that is, in running the race, there has to be focus, there has to be concentration. So focus, concentration is what he's talking about here. Look at verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to apprehending, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. The one thing. Do you remember the movie City Slickers? The one thing. Well, there's the one thing. And the one thing here is God's truth. And to let God's truth motivate you. That is the one thing. But he says this. He says, I am forgetting those things that are behind. You know, in our way of talking, a lot of times we talk about past, present, future. But really, for the Christian, you know how we need to look at it? We need to look at it as future, present, past. Because our life is directed to the future. And running the race, you've got to keep your eyes on the goal line. You've got to keep your eyes on the finish line. Any racer knows when they look back, then they're going to lose, you know, position. They're going to lose traction. And so you can't be distracted. Now, when he says forgetting things that are behind, what he's talking about there, you know, there's things in the past we can't forget. He's not talking about that. It's not a failure to not remember. That's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about is don't let the past control your future. Amen. How many times we let the power of the past control our future? See, the most important thing with God today, with you and me, is not where we've been, it's where we are today. The most important thing about our Christian life is not the spiritual victories that we had yesterday, although those are important, but what about the spiritual victory today? We can't live on those spiritual victories of the past. It's got to be present. And so when he says here, I'm forgetting those things that are behind, you know, it could be a positive thing, it could be a negative thing. Paul says, I'm not going to let that control me today. You know, in looking at it in a positive way, it could be a great spiritual victory that you had in your life, where you really knew that God, you know, really worked something in your life. He says, you know, that's great, but, you know, we just can't keep going on that. It could be a negative thing. You know, how many times, you know, people get so discouraged in Christian race when they say, well, God didn't answer my prayer. Or maybe this happened or that happened, and people get so discouraged in the race. And so in running the race, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be that place in the Christian life where you hit the wall. Don't give up. Don't quit. And so what Paul says is this. He says, you know, I'm not going to let those things control my life. Don't let the past control your life. Don't let it dominate you to the point to where you're ready to give up or quit or walk away from God. Don't let it do that. And so he says here, what I'm going to do is focus on the future. I'm not going to focus on the past, but what I'm going to do is focus on the future. So there's got to be a focus here. The runner doesn't look back. Maintain that focus by, you know, forgetting what is behind. And don't let the past control you. That is simply what he's saying here. Don't let the past control you. You know, running a race, you also have to run according to the rules. Some of you may know the story of Jim Thorpe, who was a great Olympian. And in 1912, he won a lot of medals, a lot of things in the Olympics that year. And if you know the story of Jim Thorpe, you also know this, that he was, you know, his wins were disqualified because what they had found out, the Olympic Committee found out, that the previous year that he had participated in a semi-professional baseball team, and therefore he had broken the rules to be an Olympian. However, later, I think it was in 1980s sometime, the committee did vote to reinstate his medals and his records and all that. But here's the point. If you run the race, then you got to run according to the rules. There's a start line. There's a finish line. There's boundaries. And within those boundaries, what God says is, I want you to be a winner within those boundaries. You know, we can't, as far as, you know, not letting the past control us. I think here's what Paul's getting at too. We can't let the circumstances of life control us. We can't choose circumstances in life. We can't do that. I mean, circumstances are out of our control. But there's one thing we can choose. We can choose how we respond to the circumstances that come our way. If it's trials that come our way, if it's setbacks that come our way, if it's difficulty that comes our way, maybe it's a period of doubt in your life with your Christian walk and faith. You know, all that stuff that comes our way. We can't let those things keep us from running the race. But how many times do they? How many times people just walk away from God? How many times they walk away from faith because of circumstances of life? And Paul says to win in this race, don't let that happen. Don't let those circumstances control your life. And then, there, fourthly, there's the proper motivation that you see here. And that is seen in verse 14. He says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So, what is the goal? What's the prize? What's the motivation here? It is the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It's that motivation to receive the prize. It's that motivation of the Christian life that to be like Him, to be mature, to finish the race, to come where we need to be in our walk with Him. Now, let me bring all this together, okay? You say, well, what does all this mean for me? Well, here's what it means. Most of us will never really make a change until we understand that we need to change. And when we come to that point, you know, of being aware and then, you know, wanting the right motivation for change and all that kind of thing, until we get to that point of deciding that we're going to make that change, then we'll never change. We can know about all this. I can take evaluation myself. I can be aware. I can know what the rules are. I can know where the boundary is. I can know where the finish line is. But until I decide that I'm going to change, then I won't change. And so it's time to decide. I was thinking about this and I was thinking about, you know, how I could conclude. And I just want to say this. You know, the Lord loves us just exactly where we are. He does. We can stay just exactly where we are and He loves us and, you know, all like that, the way we are. But I can also tell you this, that He loves us so much that He doesn't want us to stay where we are. Are you stuck in your Christian walk? Are you at that place in your Christian life where you're outside the boundary? Or maybe you've walked away from God. Where are you? Wherever you are in your Christian walk, you've got to decide that I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pressing because I know that God knows what's best. And see, He wants to take us there. And He wants it to be a reality to us. And He wants this Christian race, you know, He wants it to be beneficial in our lives. And we want to win and we desire to win. And we want to finish strong. And when we finish strong one day, you know what matters? It's not the spectators. You know, I don't evaluate myself with somebody else running the race. I don't evaluate myself with what the spectators may say about me running the race. You know, I evaluate myself with Christ. He's the standard. And so we compare ourselves to Him. But here's how we stay in it, okay? God keeps us humble enough to know that we need to improve. But He also does this. He gives us the grace to improve what we desire to prove and make that decision to prove in our race. So wherever you are today, make that decision today that you're going to finish. If you need to get back in the race, make that decision today that you're going to get back in the race. If you've never been saved, we're going to extend a gospel invitation today. If you need Christ as your Savior, come today and trust Him and start the race. Let's stand for our prayer. Father, we thank You today for this passage in the Bible. And Lord, today as we think about the great Apostle Paul, we look at his example in running the race. Here's a man that had a lot that he could brag about as far as his education, as far as his background, as far as his achievement. But yet he didn't do that. Here's a man that went through a lot of trials and difficulty in his life. A man who had a lot of disappointment in life. But he kept running the race. Paul gives us an example of what it is to win the race. And Lord, today, I pray that that would be our desire this morning, to finish strong, to win the race, to not let the past control us. But I pray that our vision toward the future would give us the direction that we need to finish strong. Lord, our eyes are on You this morning because You are the goal line. You're the finish line. The prize that Paul wanted was Christ-likeness. And Lord, that's what we want. Father, I pray today each of us would take that self-evaluation this morning and that we make that decision to improve in those areas where we need to improve. I pray that we would not let the circumstances of life control our attitude today. Lord, give us a good attitude. Give us that attitude that wants to finish. Give us that attitude that wants to be productive in this race. Lord, I pray for those today who've never trusted Christ as Savior. I pray that they would come today and say yes to this gospel invitation and begin their race this morning. In Your name we pray. Amen.